Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show. This is 790 ESPN, and I am your host, Paul Meadors, live back here at the studios at ESPN on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. If you guys missed last week's show, well, it was quite an event. I did the show live from the newly renovated and beautiful Dan Martin Stadium on the campus of Fresno Pacific University. It was an hour-long show dedicated to all the cool stuff that's happening, not only on the campus, but at the stadium as well, with those brand-new locker rooms, the overhang for the seats, the brand-new restroom, snack bar. You could buy shirts there, hats. Incredible, incredible atmosphere. I was blessed to be able to do the show directly from the baseball field. There was a huge ribbon-cutting ceremony. Scott Bemis emceed the event. Mayor Jerry Dyer was there. Dr. Andre Stevens, of course, the president of the school, was able to talk to Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director, of course, Coach Oscar Hirschhorn as well. A few players was able to join on the radio show. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. And it's probably the pride of Fresno Pacific University Athletics. It is a beautiful stadium. There's still a few more games left. They've been playing in that stadium for a while now, but there's still a few more games left, and the PacWest championships are going to be held there as well. So if you guys missed that show, you can go back to the 790ESPN.com website and listen to it. You can also listen to it as a podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on YouTube as well. All the other shows are archived on the podcast format, too. You guys can go back and listen to those commercial-free. Lots of good stuff was going on last week. But here back in the studio, and speaking about baseball, today's show is something that I never thought I was going to do when I first started the show in September. Bit of a curveball. We are going to be talking about esports. Now, what is esports? Well, E stands for electronic. And yes, it is a sport on the campus of Fresno Pacific University and a lot of other universities. We're going to find out exactly which ones are the big names. I know like Michigan plays in esports, Illinois, all these huge Division I teams. And esports, it's going against other schools in video games. Okay, not like the old school video games, the era that I grew up in, like the 1980s, Pac-Man, right? Miss Pac-Man, Galaga Centipede. I actually have those games at home. Yeah, the full-size arcade games. They play Super Smash Brothers, Overwatch 2, and Rocket League. You may have no idea what that means, and that's okay because it's going to get all explained to you. It's one school, one team against another team online in these different type games. We got members of the Fresno Pacific University eSports. We got Devin Kelly. We got Julian Blumhoff. And we got Juriel Vega. And we got the main guy that got this going, Chris Carlson, who had a vision, had a dream. And he got this thing going. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is kind of up my alley. Obviously, it's not athletic sports in the sports sense of baseball, volleyball, swimming, track and field. But it is a sport, and it's growing. It's absolutely huge. So I can't wait for you guys to hear all about it, the stuff that's going on at Fresno Pacific University. They have shirts and everything. I mean, it's a huge deal. Scholarships, too. It's pretty wild stuff. So you guys are going to hear all about esports at Fresno Pacific University. As we do every week, we have a recap of the athletics at Fresno Pacific University. It was kind of a quiet week, but I mentioned that historic event with the grand opening of Dan Martin Stadium, which we broadcasted from last Wednesday. And the following day, baseball began a very competitive season against Azusa Pacific. They lost the series 3-1, but Fresno Pacific showed plenty of positives behind the plate, scoring 27 runs across those four games. In their win, they defeated the Cougars 7-1. Trent Maloney, Roman Rosales, and Ethan Sui each recorded 2 RBIs. Redwood High's Cameron Gallardo allowed only 4 hits and 1 run, extending his unbeaten record on the mound to 4-0 this season. Cole Brinsfield smacked 3 home runs in the series, and Maloney hit a grand slam in game 4. In women's water polo, they had a successful 3-game stretch this last weekend, going 2-1. After losing to Azusa Pacific, the Birds bounced back on senior day and beat CSU Monterey Bay 13-11 in a thriller, holding the Otters' late comeback. Celebrated seniors Tatum Benson and Bella Alcazar grabbed 3 goals apiece in the win. The following day, the ladies drove up to the Bay Area and took down Division I Santa Clara, their first ever win against the Broncos in 22 games. In the 12-9 win, Buchanan High's Maggie Cook had a stellar performance, scoring 4 goals. Tatum continued to show her elite level, netting another 3. Maggie and goalie Katie Winningham were named the WWPA Players of the Week. The Birds locked up the number 2 seed in the West Division of the upcoming WWPA Championships. The PacWest Conference Tennis Championships began today in Surprise, Arizona, and the FPU women were in action against Biola. The Eagles would prevail 4-0, but former guests Damian Paula and Hallie Faraday each took a set in their matches before Biola would clinch. The men began their tournament tomorrow against Hawaii Pacific. They are the number 5 seed, and if they could win and advance to the semis, they should be able to clinch a berth in the NCAA West Regionals. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to hear about the Fresno Pacific University esports team. You're hearing it all in the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
As I mentioned earlier, this is a show that I never thought I was going to be able to have on the Sunbird Sports Show. A little bit of a curveball, right? Normally we're talking about volleyball or soccer or basketball or baseball, track and field, water polo. I mean, we've done tons of shows on the Sunbird Sports Show, but when they said, hey, we're bringing on the esports team, we're bringing on the coach and some guys that play video games for fun, but yet super, super hyper competitive. I'm like, man, I'm all in. You're speaking my love language. I love video games. Grew up on video games. Obviously, they've changed a lot since the 80s, going to online and competing against each other. Heck, you can compete against each other from somebody that's all the way halfway around the world. So wild stuff in these days. But happy to bring on Chris Carlson, who has headed up the program, Devin Kelly, Julian Blumhoff, and Juriel Vega, members of the esports team at Fresno Pacific University. First of all, man, I've enjoyed the last 20 minutes just talking to you guys and getting to know you guys, but thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
Of course.
All right, Chris. All right, so let's just start this conversation. If people are probably out there wondering, all right, esports, I may have heard of it. Bunch of dudes with headsets on in front of a computers, maybe even yelling at each other and getting pumped up. So what's the best way to describe what esports is?
You know, that's a good first descripting right there. Like, that's definitely what it is, but it's pretty much like any other sport. We train hard, we play things that we like to do, and we compete against other people that are doing the same thing. So we play against different schools that are in each of the games we're playing, different types of games. We have little fighting games or car soccer or some like collaborative team games. That's what we're doing.
All right. So when did you personally think that, you know, I'm sure you heard about it from other colleges, maybe started seeing it online. Hey, I'm at Fresno Pacific University. I'd like to get this started. Is that kind of what happened in your mind, and what were the steps after that?
Yeah, for sure. About this time last year, my boss had come back from a meeting and was just like, hey, if you got, like, offhandedly in the hallway, if you have any cool ideas for increasing enrollment, I'm all ears. And I was like, all right, you ever thought of esports? Because I'd talked with some people before, and I know there'd been a couple attempts before me to try it, and it just never was the right time. My boss was like, give me a proposal and we'll think about it. I was like, okay. And I just finished my master's, so I was all in like paper writing mode and wrote it really pretty well. And they took it to the cabinet and they had me in, gave me a couple presentations, did some research, and started working on that. So they approved it like at the start of this past summer. So that was.
And so when you got the final approval, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, this is going to be a thing, right? Yeah. You got to follow through with your proposal. What are some of the first things that you did after that? You're like, hey, I'm designing the shirts. I got to order the PCs. I got to mm-hmm. get a room. What was the first steps?
Yeah, literally that. I wrote the proposal I assumed they would have me be the person running it, but I never intended to like, this is what I was going to do. I was always like, if you have somebody better, they can do it. But I guess I'm the guy. So definitely needed to get that room space. So like asked around, like shopped around for available spaces, knew that this old theater room wasn't being used. So I was like, hey, can we snag that for esports? And theater was like, yeah, sure, you can have it. So took that space, took the summer to tear up some, Devin and I were working over the summer to
long summer.
Tear up a lot of the junk that was in there. A lot of old, like the carpet was probably still in there from when you knew it as a bookstore. Yeah. So ripped that up and put down some new floor, painted it all ourselves. So it was a good time.
That's awesome. And I've seen a couple pictures of it and it looks absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see it with my own eyes. All right. So let's talk to some of the guys on the team right now. When did you guys first hear about Fresno Pacific starting an esports team? Were you already on campus? You're like, hey, this is a thing that I'm really interested. What was the genesis of that? How did you guys get started?
Well, I mean, I learned about this last summer. I was just bored. So one of my friends was like, oh, you want to help, you know, Chris Carlson, you know, help build the computers? Because at the time, they were already setting up the esports room. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll help out. And then I spoke to Chris about it. He's like, yeah, we're starting an esports team. And then one, like, it just, you know, took its role. And then I became, like, captain of the Overwatch team.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it was how it went. I helped them out a bit with kind of just, like, going to the high school, seeing how, like, the system works. Mm-hmm.
Devin, what about for you? How did you hear about it? How'd you get going?
Well, over the summer, I was actually working on campus at the time, and Chris just kept like saying something about, oh, I think we're going to start this esports team. Okay, I got it approved. Okay, let's keep going. Like, so that happened, and then all of a sudden, all the jobs I started doing on campus pertained only to the esports room, and I just kept helping redo the room, because it was kind of a mess by when we found it, and it hadn't been renovated in probably since you were at the school. And as we kept going, we renovated the room, and then we decided to do, or Chris decided that two different sports at first, and then three in the spring. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it kept going and going and going. And then I ended up on all three teams somehow. At first I was just going to do Rocket League, and then Smash Bros. Got put up. And then I got on the Overwatch team within like 3 days. I had to get to level 50 real quick and get ranked. It was one of the craziest times of my life, but you know, that's how I got into it. So,
how about for you, Julian?
Yeah, I would say for me, it was kind of similar. Like I had been talking to Chris about it a lot. He knew that I love playing Rocket League, and I've been playing that for a long time now. And so that's always been like one of my favorite like video games to play. And he said that if we started up an esports program, that would be like one of our main video games that we would play. So I was like, yeah, I would love to help get that started and like help lead that and everything. And so like when I came back to school in August for the fall semester, like Chris said, like it was a full go. Like this is what it's going to entail. Like we're going to have some placement games. We're going to get into season and everything. And so we gathered some guys on campus that really loved playing Rocket League and everything. And we put together a team, and the first semester was really fun just cause it was kind of like trial and error. Like we figured out like what worked, what didn't work. And then like this spring semester, once we had a lot of those different things figured out, like we were actually able to really compete with like other schools. And like we had a decent record compared to our first semester. And so, it's just been really awesome, like seeing how much it's already grown in just a year. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I learned about it. And I'm hoping to, cause I'm a senior this year. And so after I graduate, I'm hoping to stick around at FPU and help the program just continued to grow and stuff. So
what was the first game that you guys played against another school? Was it Rocket League and you guys remember that first, or was it Overwatch? And you guys like, oh my gosh, it's finally here, we're doing it,
right? Yeah, I think we started with we started fall semester with Smash and Rocket League, and Smash is always on Tuesday, so I think the first one would have been Smash.
Yeah,
it was a lot of like, okay, do we reach out to these guys first, do they talk to us, or like kind of that awkward of like, how do we do this, like am I not doing anything wrong, like the whole like, I don't know, protocols of how to play.
Are you kind of learning on the fly?
100%.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Like, me too.
Everything's like a lot of nerves whenever we start anything out, especially when we were the first two games for both the teams. Both of them were so scary because we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, one of our guys is he's on the water polo team, and he's like, why am I more nervous right now than before on a pool deck? So, I don't know. I feel like that was like our first semester, and it was a little bit better this semester of just like, okay, we know the rhythms, we know what it is. Our seasons reset every semester, so it's quicker learning curve.
So who are some of the schools that you guys have played and maybe are going to play in the future?
Yeah, you guys remember any favorites?
Fresno State has one.
They do.
But did you compete against them?
They're in a higher conference than us at this time.
Yeah. So, we faced Texas A&M.
Yeah, we faced Texas A&M was one of them.
A lot of CSUs.
We also played TCU, Texas Christian University. Mm-hmm. That was another big one.
Cal Poly.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of schools that we would never actually compete to within in actual sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there an official, you talked about divisions, right? Fresno mm-hmm. State's in a higher division. Is there a certain league that you guys play in? What does that look like?
Yeah, we play in the NECC, the National Esports Collegiate Conference. That's started in like 2021, so it's pretty new and up and coming. There's about a little over 500 schools right now that compete. A lot of them are on the East Coast, so that we're sometimes playing people in like Idaho or more
Massachusetts.
Oh yeah. that was a mess. we're playing a pretty wide variety of schools. That's fun.
All right. So what's been one of the more memorable matches that you guys have played and came out on top?
I would say for Overwatch, that team definitely was the top 500 guy.
Oh yeah. We didn't win, but we made it close. Yeah.
Like we were doing terrible the first like what, two games?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing terrible the first two games, but these were one of the games where like, you know what? Don't think about it.
Yeah, we're just gonna go play.
We're just gonna play. Like we're not gonna like I guess focus too much on it. We're just gonna, we see someone, go for them, mm-hmm. and just keep on.
We dragged them to like game five. Like they were actually starting to get like really nervous because they started switching in people and like making new strategies.
Yeah,
and so their war room was probably getting nervous, right?
Yeah.
You can just imagine what's going on over there.
Especially because that was our first season. Like we were just testing things out, and all of a sudden we just went off.
Yeah, that game was crazy. Also a memorable game. Really a game that I remember. I don't think we won this one, but it was kind of like a fail on our part where we were all pushing as the team, and one of the enemies knocked like the whole team off the side of the map.
Oh my goodness.
We like all got knocked. We're like, I mean, it sucked, but I think that moment like brought the team together because like what was going on? What were we doing at that moment?
Yeah, I remember like after that, because I was streaming the game, and after that I walked out and everyone's just like, like hands on head in disbelief.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, how much time do you guys practice? Like you practicing, you probably want to practice more than you want to study. Let's just put it that way, right?
Yeah.
We're a studious group.
Yeah. It's hard for a lot of us because we're also sports athletes doing other things. So like when we have free time, we do. But again, also have to go for homework. I think Julian probably has a better schedule.
I mean, are we talking 10 hours a week? Are we talking 30 hours a week?
Like,
honestly, it just like, it depends. Like there's, like for me, like some of the guys that are on the Rocket League team, like we won't like always like play together throughout the week, but like we'll kind of play on our own or like with like one other person. And like me and one of the other guys on the team, Marcos, like we play a lot like at night whenever we're free. And so we'll go in there like 8 or 9 o'clock, play for a few hours and then go to bed. And so we'll do that maybe like 3 times a week, especially during season. Like we like to try to be in there a lot and like playing, but I would say like we would get close to 10 hours of practice like per week at least.
Yeah. But that's been like the biggest challenge that I've had is kind of like managing this thing, is there's about 30 people across the three sports and trying to get them a time where they're not all at classes, like some commute, some are on campus. So it's a little challenging.
And it's not something that you guys can do in your rooms, right? You can't link up very well in your rooms.
You could, compared but the equipment's not the same as what's in the rooms.
At least for me, like I've played on Xbox my whole life. And so like I have an Xbox in my dorm room, but it's very different playing like on the Xbox in my room versus whenever I'm playing in the esports room, like on the PCs, just because of like the internet connection and how it's wired and stuff. And so like whenever I'm playing on like both of those, like it's a completely different style and game. Like the lag and the like the speed of all the cars and stuff are different.
The monitor is actually super important too, because there's no like input lag or anything on it. It's super smooth the whole time compared to RTVs where it's like it can jump from frame to frame.
Yeah, it's a little slow sometimes.
Yeah, we're talking with members of the Fresno Pacific University esports team. Yes, esports is a thing at Fresno Pacific University. It is awesome. I've enjoyed talking with these guys so far. All right, I know you guys could probably talk a half an hour about each of these subjects, but can you just give a quick snapshot of the three different games that you guys play? Because they're all different. They're all different games. Let's start with Rocket League. I think a lot of people are really familiar with Rocket League and what it looks like. They've at least watched it. But what's a quick Cliff Notes version of what Rocket League looks like?
Yeah. So for Rocket League, the main way that I explain it to people is it's basically just car soccer. And so at least for esports, whenever we're playing against other schools, it's 3-on-3. And so you're basically like driving in a car and you are in like an arena, like a dome. And so like you run into the ball and the ball will like fly and it can bounce off the roof, off the walls, whatever. But obviously the main point of it is you're trying to like score in the goal. And so
So the two cars and one goalie, or it's just three cars going around?
It's just three cars that are going around. Like you can strategize to like kind of however you want. So if you want, you could have someone that's always kind of staying back in the goal and two people are more on the offensive side. So you can kind of figure out different strategies for like how you want to play. And it's 5 minutes for each match and you play like a best of five. So first one to three wins. So it's pretty simple. But I would also say like with Rocket League, what's very unique is it's one of the most like mechanical games, like video games out there. Like it's very hard to master certain skills and movements and angles and stuff. And so like, if you haven't like really played it like that much before, like, and you try to go compete, you're going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
And so it's very unique. 'Cause even when you get to like the higher ranks, it's like, it's separated so much. Like you could be like in one of the best ranks, but one rank higher than you is someone that would destroy you, just because it's like that's how big of a gap there is between
the pro level. Right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, how about Overwatch?
Overwatch, to describe it, it's a 5v5. Mm-hmm. There's different types of classes. You got like a support, you know, like they're usually like healers supporting the people. Then we got the attack. They just go in, tank. They just have a lot of health. And it's just like a strategic team-based game. You guys got to work together. There's different types of modes in, like, you got capture a point. You just have to, like, go to a point, stay in the area, capture it, pretty simple. Escort like a little robot to the end of the match. Hybrid, it's like a mixture of, like, both of them. You have to capture and then escort something. But yeah, it's just a fun game. Chaotic sometimes.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
On steroids. That's kind of the way I look at it. I watched
literally
a few videos on YouTube.
Anything can happen. 1 minute you're winning, next minute you're losing. I mean, anything can happen at the moment.
All right. Super Smash Bros. I think a lot of people can identify with that game. It's a Nintendo favorite. I remember when it came out. And I bought it on the Wii and played with my daughters. It was a lot of fun. A lot of different characters, some strategy obviously involved. But that's a fighting game, right?
Yeah, definitely out of all the three games, this one is more on the simpler side, but is very combo-based. That just basically means when you hit, you can hit into another move. And at our skill level and the skill levels we played against, it's very, very hard to at least, like, you know, try to play against that. But basically for Super Smash Bros., it's a 5v5 squads or 4v4? 4v4 squads. You get 12 stocks. Each person gets 3 stocks and gets 3 lives per round. And there's three rounds in general?
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris, you're going to have to help me here.
Yeah, yeah.
3 rounds in general. And on that, you have different types of characters. You could have a heavy character, a light character, a medium character, or combo-based character, or just straight-up hitter. Mm-hmm. And throughout the whole match, you're just trying to keep the momentum on your side and, again, combo your moves into your next moves.
The characters were always fun. So it's Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong and Mario and, you know, some princess characters as well. So I think that's what makes the game really attractive. All right, we got about another minute before we're going to hit a break here. All right, so Chris, I know Fresno Unified, right, has an esports league as well. Have you been able to connect with some of the local schools? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, yeah, their program's called Fuel. They have a really cool little sword logo. And Jeriel, I think you mentioned it earlier, we went to their fall tournament. The high schoolers are all playing Overwatch against each other, and the middle schools are playing Rocket League. So it was a great time. We just went there to check it out. They were playing at Sunnyside High in their gym. So we just were, like, talking to people. We made some good connections with some of the coaches there of, like, hey, let's do some little scrimmages between you guys, like, see what it looks like in the college level. Right now, a lot of the high schoolers could totally smoke us. So it's a good opportunity being like, hey, you could play college level at your current ability. So, and they have another one of those coming up in a couple weeks here. So
that's great. Yeah. And so when you guys walk in, obviously you want to be known that you have it at Fresno Pacific University. You guys walking in with your shirts, are you talking to the guys like, hey, you guys could be playing this in college. There might even be some money into it as well as far as scholarships go.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, we wear our jerseys, got nice little, our marketing made us nice little sheets we can hand out that go to our website and go to our recruit form and all that. And yeah, we do have scholarship. We actually signed our first scholarship athlete for next fall. So Riley's joining our Overwatch team.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're excited for where this goes.
That's awesome. All right, we're talking to the Fresno Pacific University esports team. We're going to hear more about what that looks like, the future of esports, and some more good stuff. We're going to learn more about the guys as well. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Really fun episode so far. We got about another, what do we got? About 18 minutes with the guys. We're talking esports at Fresno Pacific University. We got Chris Carlson here, Devin Kelly, Julian Blumhoff, and Juriel Vega. Talking video games, man. This has been a lot of fun. There's a lot more to talk about as well. All right, so we're sharing a mic here with these guys, so they're all going to step in and tell us a little bit more about esports and some of their matches that they've had in their journey to Fresno Pacific University. All right, Chris, I'm going to ask you, what were some of the games that you grew up on? What was your generational console that you played the most on?
Yeah, definitely started out with the GameCube. Our neighbors would have that growing up. Smash was the game to play. I remember when the Wii came out, training in Melee for, I don't know, days with my neighbors and brothers, and my dad took us to the GameStop to go play, and then found out it was playing on a Joy-Con, and I was like, what is this? I never practiced with this remote. So Smash is my childhood game.
All right, guys. I don't know, Julian, what about you? What was your favorite games? What'd you grow up on?
Yeah, so I grew up playing on the DS. Like, that was
the
what
portable
I did.
Version.
Yeah, the portable version. I played Mario Kart a lot on that. But then I also played the Wii a lot. I have four sisters, so Just Dance was very popular in our household. So I played a lot of Just Dance.
Is there video evidence of that?
No, somewhere? There is no video evidence of that.
If there
thank
has,
goodness.
It's been burned.
But I would say 2K basketball. That was probably my main one. I played that on like the Xbox 360 and Xbox One. Like especially high school, I played religiously on that with all the boys. So that's what I would say was probably my main one.
All right, Devin, what about you?
Growing up, I was an Xbox kid. Definitely my favorite console, Xbox 360. Halo 3 was the game for me. I enjoyed it a lot. And then as I grew up, Halo Reach. I had a Wii, didn't really play it a lot, but like maybe 6th grade, 7th grade, I got really into old Nintendo games. So the NES was like my go-to console for a really long time. And I would play Mega Man, Legend of Zelda, Mario, and then Duck Hunt, depending on the TV I had. There's a whole thing about that. But other than that, like high school time, it's going to sound really lame, but like Fortnite was the game to play, especially during COVID. We grinded that out for hours, and then COD came out with a... with their own battle
COD
royale.
COD is Call of Duty, for those out there that don't know.
My fault. Call of Duty was kind of the game. And then after that, I've just been mainly focusing on Rocket League and Smash Bros.
There you go. All right. Jurriel, what about you? All the way from New York City, right? Yeah. Around New York City?
Yep. Straight from the city.
All right. Awesome. What about you?
Me, I was also more of an Xbox 360 kid. The games I played, I played a lot of Call of Duty Black Ops 2, a lot of zombies and multiplayer. I wasn't the best at it as a kid, though I thought I was. That was fun. Minecraft as well. I think I still play Minecraft to this day, but that was like a really big
never-ending game.
Never-ending game. Always constantly updated. Never die. I watch the movie soon. Watching the movie soon, so but yeah.
You never know, Jack Black might show up. I saw that in one hopefully. Online. Yeah, Jack Black just showed
Jack
up.
Jack Black shows up to Fresno?
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, he could.
All right, Chris, so let's talk a little bit more about esports on the campus of Fresno Pacific University, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the buzz you hear about it? Are you planning on doing a special event, maybe get the campus more involved, where you throw everything up on a huge screen and everyone's getting into it? Are those some of the things you're looking into?
Yeah. Right now we're just kind of like known as the, whoa, what's that going on over there place? Because we have a lot of like flashy lights and it looks pretty cool. And when people walk by, they're like, whoa, I didn't know we had this going on. So definitely being like I didn't know we were cool enough to have this place. People really like our jerseys. They talk about those a lot. So they're like, oh, we have the coolest jerseys. But definitely a goal for, we stream all our games. So our goal for next year is to have like those playing maybe like in the lounge or something, like having a projection of our streams so students can watch it.
That'd be great. All right. I want to go back to a little bit what we talked about in the first segment, Chris. All right, so we talked about how you got the program started, mm-hmm. in fall of 2024. Is when you guys were competing against other schools. You converted the old bookstore/library, whatever that was, into your room. But just when you walk into that room, mm-hmm. what might people see?
Yeah, so you'll see we have 10 stations with PCs and headsets, and it's all like pretty well spaced out on nice tables and the cool gaming chairs and all that. So we have two little, like an orange bay and a blue bay, so we have those 10. And then on the far side, you got two TVs with switches for our Smash. And then the corner, you got some nice like couches and lounge area. And then there's that fireplace in the middle of the room that we have a logo from each game with little like neon lights on the top of that with a big Sunbird Esports. So that's what you see there. And then we have a lot of like posters and wall art of the characters all over the walls. So
do you feel a little bit like you're a kid in a candy store or a kid in a GameStop with a huge gift card, right? Is that totally kind of how you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, hey, make something happen, make this cool. I'm like, okay, this is what I would want to see if I was playing. So, yeah, it's totally been just, oh, this looks cool. What do you guys think? Oh, yeah, looks cool. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm always curious about what student life looks like for, mm-hmm. for the student athletes at Fresno Pacific. You know, we talked to volleyball players and soccer players and, yeah, that's one of my favorite conversations, right? The meaning that Fresno Pacific University has to the students, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to ask the guys, like Devin, like you went to Central High School, mm-hmm. like talk about your journey to Fresno Pacific, what that looked like, and what you love about the school.
So my journey to Fresno Pacific was
really kind of odd, because at first the only reason I knew about the school was because my coaches in soccer went to the school. I had literally never heard of it, and I had lived in Fresno my whole life. And then all of a sudden they reached out to me for track, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, if you're going to subsidize my college career, I'll definitely go. And I did. I signed before my senior year even started, and then had a great senior year, won Valleys, went to state, and then coming here, did track the first 3 years. And then of course esports popped up. And throughout my time, the student life aspect of it has really grown on me, because I come from like a huge school. Like Central is two schools combined. And then coming back to this, it's like, whoa, this is like an actual like community instead of just people seeing each other, saying hello, and then leaving. So that was good. And then getting jobs on campus and stuff, they really help out the athletes, because a lot of us need the money to help with our, like, the only reason most of us can go to the school is because of the funding for sports. And then getting jobs on campus is really good for all of us. Like, even Julian is also an RA on campus, right? Yeah. Like, all of us, we all grow as a community, and that's, like, the main draw to FBU.
What are some events? I want to stick with that track and field stuff. So what are your events that you run on?
So I'm a long and triple jumper. I would suggest not looking at my record for everything after high school, because I've been kind of hurt and all this other stuff. But that has been like a big part of my life and always will be. And then the coaches are great. The athletes, we all try to get together as a team and go out on outings and do things with each other to grow that kinship with each other.
And your favorite classes, or what are you studying at Fresno Pacific? Is okay. Different subject altogether?
Yeah, that's a whole different subject. I think I'm the only one. We only have like 12 of us. I'm a history major. So I don't want to be a teacher. Kind of want to go into the military. So we'll see where that leads me. But the history subjects, definitely the classical literature and classical Rome and Greek sections are my favorite, because we have this great professor named Dr. Pamela Johnston. She makes the classes fun, lively, like forces us to do plays and things from that time period, and lets us like read in the language that there was. And that's probably my favorite thing on campus for classes.
Can you read Greek?
Oh, no. I can read more Latin than I can read Greek.
All right, good stuff. All right, Julian, what about for you? Like, what do you love about the campus of Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, I would say for me, I really love just the small community that we have at Fresno Pacific. I think it's very special, just the way that we kind of know everyone on campus. Like, you walk out of your dorm and you go to class or you go to lunch, and it's like you see all of your friends. You're never going to leave a building at Fresno Pacific University and not see one of your friends. And so it's just a really like close community, and like everyone cares for each other there. Like, we have a lot of amazing leaders that care for us. The professors are very intentional, and all the sports teams, like, it's not just like separated by sports teams. It's like we're all like one big family together. So that's what I would say I love most about Fresno Pacific.
So what is this about the Birdhouse? You lead this this crazy group or what?
Yeah,
what
so that? I'm a part of the Birdhouse. One of the students on campus, Natalie Santana, she's like our leader. And so she kind of helped propose an idea of like getting like a small group of students to help lead like other students around campus at like sports games. So like help rally students to games, make them fun, like do like fun things for them, like on senior night, creating posters for like the athletes, and like making fun games at halftime, and just really trying to hype the crowd up as much as possible for like our athletes, and just support them and love on them.
What's your favorite sport that you like to cheer? Soccer, basketball, volleyball? What do you like?
For me, it's basketball. I've played basketball my whole life, and I dreamed to be a basketball coach in college at some point. So I definitely enjoy watching the basketball games. A lot of my really close friends are on the basketball team, and so I love going to support them and just heckling the other teams and like sitting courtside. Like I always sit in the same spot. Like the guys know I'm there. Like I have fun banter with like the guys on the team. Like that's definitely my favorite sport to go watch.
All the way from Shafter.
All the way from Shafter.
That's awesome. All right. How about you, Jarell? What do you love about Fresno Pacific? I got to hear the story. Give me the short version of how you got here from New York. Yeah, you just hopped on a plane and pointed to a map. Let's land here and see if I can go to college here.
I mean, honestly, we just had this. I forgot what the app was called, but it was some random college app. I put my GPA, put my grade in. It was I put California, leave me a list of schools. And this was one of the, actually the only California school that reached out to me. And I was like, you know what? California, I go. It was fun. First flight coming over. It was my first ever flight, taking a plane coming over here. But it was fun. But Fresno Pacific, I think what I love about it is how fast, I love the small community, but I also love how fast I was able to feel comfortable here. Because, I'm coming all the way from New York City. So a whole different lifestyle, whole different just people act, how people act is different over there. But, coming over here, everyone was just so hey, hi. Oh, you're from New York? That's so cool. And just, meeting new people. I never thought that I'd be, I never thought I'd be doing this right now, on the radio for the school, esports. I never thought of doing
and captain
e-sports.
Of the Overwatch.
Never thought of that. And I just love how you just know everyone, you see the same faces. It's a nice thing, it does kind of feel like a family, because I'll say it. I love Fresno Pacific University more than I love my own home back in New York. That's crazy to say. Wow. But yeah, Fresno Pacific is a nice place.
All right, that's awesome. All right, we got about another 4 minutes here. So, Kristen, hearing these guys' stories and the community aspect, right? You would probably never thought that esports, that playing video games online, could bring people together, mm-hmm. like what you're seeing, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of a, especially the way games are kind of going now, it's a lot more built towards being by yourself in your room and playing online. There's not a lot of couch co-op games out there. So this is a great opportunity for a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life to come together and just get to know each other and share some memories. So I think our team has a lot of reach in different communities on campus. And so we're a pretty diverse group. So I think that's been really
fun. You mentioned, students that live off campus and mm-hmm. trying to get a practice time. And it's all about community at Fresno Pacific University. All right. So here is the part where usually Pablo or Enzo usually comes on and asks questions from the student body or from another sports program. And so I actually didn't show the guys these questions. So these are going to be complete surprises. So these are questions are from the men's tennis team. We'll start with Devin. This is from Angel España.
Oh dear.
All right. How hard is it to balance track and field with being an esport athlete?
Wow, that was okay. I wasn't expecting him to ask that sincere of a question. I know. Balancing track with esports has been really tricky, especially because the whole school aspect as well. Track is very taxing on the body, while esports is really taxing on the mind. So getting a practice in late at night after you're already completely tired from track is the hardest thing to do. But having the guys there with you and just hyping yourselves up is how you make it through the practices that you have for any of the teams. And I think that's the main thing. You have to have that community around you, like we were saying. You have to have that community on the esports team in order to practice after a track practice.
Great answer. All right. We got a couple minutes here. All right, Julian, this is from Joaquin Salinas. Being a student leader and an RAA as well as an esport athlete, what's your key to a successful balance?
Wow, Joaquin, that was a very sophisticated question. I don't think he actually came up with that question. He definitely had help. I'm just kidding. But I would say the thing that I'm mostly focused on is just making sure that you're having fun. Like, being an RA can be very time consuming, but just making sure that it's fun for the guys that I like oversee in the dorms, and then even just like in the esports room, just like make it fun, have a good time. Like, that's the main thing. Like, that's like, especially with college, like, you want to have a good time and a fun time. And whenever you stress out about like schoolwork and all of that, like, it just makes it very hard to enjoy yourselves. And so, like, finding space to have fun is probably the main thing to being successful in the area.
All right, we got about another minute here. Jurel, favorite Fortnite emote from Brody Soderstrom.
The new Sabrina Carpenter one. The espresso? No, some new one that just came out. Or like take the L. Or, it's a simple one.
All right,
like
take the L. I bet only 2% of the people out there understand what that meant. All right, so Chris from Emilio Seelbach, what's the key for developing and helping an esports player improve?
Ooh, good question, Emilio. I think it definitely depends on the player. Like, some of us are pretty great at what we do, but maybe need other aspects to improve, or some of us just need to lock in and learn the game a little better. So just knowing what each guy needs and just encouraging them, like, hey, keep at it, or like, let's work on this aspect for you. So just kind of individualizing that for him.
Awesome stuff. Guys, thank you very much. I got to mention, though, that sports competition is going to be on the road. We got men's tennis and the PacWest Championships. They're the 4-seed. Baseball's got a huge 4-game series at Biola. Track and field is going to be at Long Beach State and Azusa Pacific. And water polo is also going to be in action as well. Hey, guys, that was a ton of fun. Thank you guys for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, have a great week, everybody, and go Birds.
You're listening to the home of the Oakland Athletics, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.